go. We're in New York. We're in New York. We got two shows at the Beacon Theater. His first time in New York. What do you think? You see all the buildings? Say, we're in New York. Yes.
Let's go. She's so bad, she never met Santa.
She bad.
Yeah, I don't even care, I never have manners.
No way.
Yeah, been a couple years, y'all must have stamina.
I do.
Hey, sit while you rap, cause you just can't stand. Yeah, into my head, look, gave me danger.
New York, we in the building.
Wait, I should be saying
you're right, you're right.
New York, we here. We in the building.
You heard?
That ass.
You heard?
We here.
You heard?
It's going down. Beacon Theater. Tonight, two shows, three comics, unlimited laughter. God FC.
Me, Jehovah.
Hey, what's up? Ooh. Hey, what's up? Awesome. Yeah, you want a selfie? Sure. Let's do it.
Thanks.
No problem, buddy.
Chris, go get a picture.
Let's do it.
Thanks, Chris.
Cool, have fun, buddy.
Oh, who's that?
Hey, Cal.
Who's that?
Who's that?
You want to say hi to Pop Pop?
Hi, Cal.
Happy birthday.
It's your birthday. That's why.
It's your birthday.
Oh, my gosh. Look at the... Look, and you got a robot.
Huge.
Look.
You want the balloon off the robot?
Yeah.
To play with the robot?
Yeah.
Okay, are you excited?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm. He's more excited about the balloons than his pop-up.
Going over my set, I forgot a joke yesterday in Rhode Island. I'm just making sure I don't tonight. I'm trying to realize where it goes. I got it. I noticed the transition last night. It was weird and like janky. And that was when, but I didn't realize why. And then afterwards, you guys were like, you forgot that one joke. I was like, that's why the fucking transition was janky. Now I get it. I get it.
Give it up for the one, the only, Cliff
Care. I never have manners.
No way.
Yeah, been a couple years, y'all must have stamina.
I do.
Hey, sit while you rap, cause you just can't stand it. Into my head, look, gave me danger. I go in, way too tear like Ottoman.
Okay.
One is not enough, just call a friend. Way too cold like my Ottomans.
Thank you very much, thank you,
Peter. Go ahead.
Special. My dad is from New York. This is my father right here. And we got Calvin here. Oh, there go the balloons, buddy. Look, I don't know if you guys know this, it's Calvin's birthday today. He's 3 years old. And we have three generations of Galeas here. It's a very special thing. My dad's from New York. His father had a newspaper stand on 33rd and 7th, and my dad was just there visiting today. And it's a trip for my dad, I'm sure, to be out here. But I just wanted to share this moment with him. I love you, Dad. I love you, Calvin. And I love you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I didn't know the balloons didn't have a weight on it. I'm sorry, they went up into the air. We'll get more.
He's just looking.
Did you see everybody out there? Happy birthday.
That was fun. We brought him out on stage. That was a great show. That was one of the best. That was one of the best, for sure, that early show. I had a lot of family there, so I wanted to make sure that they...
Terrific.
Okay. How was it, cool being up there?
Yeah.
Was it weird? I mean, there's a lot of people.
so weird. But I loved it.
Oh, good.
You came up with Papa on stage.
Where did the balloons go?
I let them go by mistake. I thought they had a weight on them. So they flew up into the air. But we'll get more balloons.
Can you look at the camera and say it to Sam?
Yeah. Say it to me, Calvin.
Can you say it to Sam?
Yeehaw. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's your birthday. You can have two cupcakes.
When I'm three, things are different.
Very good.
Don't push me when I'm three.
Right.
Thank you very much.
We have 4 minutes to get off stage or they charge us 30 grand. Hi.
I'm an old lady and I can't believe it.
Yeah, you're right. Like Harry Styles?
Yeah, my mom used to love you.
Oh,
my mom
sweet.
Passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So you helped me like just laugh and remember her joy. She used to love your like happy birthday Italian speech. Like, with a happy birthday.
Wow. Old one.
Old one, but wow. A kitty.
Wow, very cool. Well, let's take this pic, yeah?
Yes, please.
Awesome, of course.
I'm so happy for you. I'm like, with Calvin and everything, what you've been through and everything. It's like
I said,
despite everything you do, like.
You saved my life. Love it. Thank you so much. Yeah, I appreciate
you.
It.
Of course. Thank you so much, girls. I love you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. How many of these are there? Even?
100. I have 971.
Oh, wow. Oh, cool. You want me to, what do you want me to do?
On that side, yeah. Right, that'd cool. Be awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, here, let's do like this. Right, cool. Thank you.
Chris, we have Lulu's family.
Oh, really?
I'm so excited.
Wait, is this your family? Who?
This is my sister.
Oh my God. Hi. It's so nice to meet you.
I'm trying to be cool.
My husband, he's a weirdo. Thank you so much.
Of course, man.
She's speaking like she's your wife.
Yeah, right?
Mine's the same way, bro. I get it. She didn't even ask if she could post this disgusting picture of me.
Well,
and now she has a shirt on it, but that's okay.
I mean.
Yeah, it's a beautiful shirt.
What is
it's
that?
It's a beautiful shirt. It makes for a good, when I got my deviated septum fixed.
Yeah.
Yes, so. Thank you for that.
Allegedly, that's what it
is. Yeah, you're right. I signed that in Boston, and he wanted to come again. So we signed the other one.
Did you wear one shoe in Boston?
No, yeah, he hopped to Boston. Hey, front row.
Hey.
I caught you out there. Hey, how you doing, bro?
How are you, man?
Good to meet you, man. How you doing? Did you have a good time?
It was fantastic.
Good.
Yeah, dude,
I think I might have saw you laughing out there.
I was laughing a little bit.
Yeah, good.
Just a little. That was good, man.
All right. Well, let's do
this.
Oh, thank you, bro. Yep. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Let's do pictures. Yeah, let's do pictures.
Yeah, definitely.
You're all tatted up like me, man. Check that. What's your guys' names?
I'm Eric.
Eric?
Yes.
Good to meet you. And you
nice
are?
To meet you.
What is it, Amanda? Nice to meet you. You have a good time?
Yeah, it was really good.
Good, cool.
That was great. Second show was amazing. First show was amazing. Second show was amazing. Got off stage in the nick of time. We had a great time. I love New York. I love coming to New York.
Yeah, dude, I'm here. I'm about to get... So here's the deal. I brought my dad on stage last night with my son, 3 generations of D'Elia's. And so what I did was... I talked about when they went on stage, I talked about how my grandfather owned a newsstand on 33rd and 7th. And so what I'm gonna do is, my dad doesn't know this yet, but I'm gonna get the street signs tattooed right here on my arm, 33rd and 7th. So, cause it's cool. I'm in New York, I'm gonna get the tattoo in New York. I'm going to this place, Bang Bang, to get this done. And I don't know, it's just cool. All right. Dude, I wasn't sure if it was gonna fit here, like how it was gonna fit, but she drew Michelle, the artist here, drew an awesome version of it, basically a version of this. So, we'll see how it looks. It was really good though, I was impressed.
I go in and the girls go crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, holding me tight till I have my baby.
Say what?
Yeah, I'ma be a player till my age turn 80. I'm a big flow tsunami, I'm waiting.
Yeah, right here. Hey, she did a great job, yeah. It looks awesome, I'm really happy with it. And I think my dad's gonna love it, but yeah, it's just cool. It made this whole New York trip more memorable than it already was. Calvin's 3rd birthday, the 2 shows at the Beacon, and then also I brought my dad on stage. And this was a tattoo I always wanted to get. Or I wanted to get it for a while now. It's just cool. It commemorates my my grandfather. So, yeah.
I like
your
stuff.
Oh,
thank you, dude.
What's up? Kristen had a meeting on her phone, so we came. She's down in the lounge, but Calvin tripped on me and bonked his head. You doing okay? How's your head?
Does it hurt?
Yeah.
Come on, buddy. We're going to Chicago now.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, bud. Can't walk two steps. Well, I just walked about nine steps. No, he said shit, but yeah, nice guy. A lot of fans in Chicago. Chicago is a big market for me. I love Chicago. Chicago's awesome. It's too windy, though. Move. 100% move. It's too windy. It's too cold. And it's only nice for 1 month, so that's great. Yes, dude, Chicago's really nice for 1 month. Yes, dude, what month is that? Fucking April? Nah. May? June? What is it? June's too hot, right?
Way too hot.
Yeah. Come on, Chicago. Everyone in Chicago, move. Yes, dude! This is the most Chicago-ass thing. This is a hat maker. They have a hat maker here. And, that's the most Chicago-ass thing. I had to be quiet because the guy with the hat walked past the counter on that side. They make hats here. And these hats are terrible, but they're probably $3,000. They make them. They start from scratch, and then you wear them. And like you're fucking the Joker at like a, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that purple one.
I would wear that just to fuck it. Just to say fuck it.
You think you would wear that purple one?
I would wear it, yeah. Or that mint one?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Who cares, dude? Who cares anymore? Oh, dude. Yeah. This is fucking horseshit. Wow. By appointment only. Yep.
Chicago! Look at that. Get that. Get that. That's a Chicago right there, baby.
You know what else of Chicago?
What's up?
This jacket.
Oh, that's hard. I didn't know.
I had to bust it out one time for the MJ,
Right, baby. Chicago. I feel like I'm home, man. This is where I started stand-up. This is where I went to theater school. And now we're here.
Good popcorn in here.
Bro, I've walked past this theater 100 times in one on the way to class, wondering what it would be like to perform here.
I walked by this place one time, and I was like, that look cool. Are those booths, like, in the club? Like, VIP in the club?
Yes.
Bottle service type
that
booths?
That looked like where Abraham Lincoln would have got shot.
Nah, it would have been over here, like, on a balcony on the side.
Right here?
Yeah. Definitely.
Wow, you can get, like, a hand job over there. You and your girl.
That's disgusting. She didn't wash her hands or nothing. It's mad. Well, it's mad buttery. So.
Buttery. Hey, mom. Don't walk in. I gotta play your entry music.
Calvin fell asleep on the ride over here. Oh, what's up, Chicago? How you doing? I got one sleepy boy and one pregnant wife, one pregnant mommy. Right?
Is that Calvin, a little racist little boy? Chris, racist little son? Calvin, I love you, but we're gonna get you out of racist shit.
No, we fixed Calvin's racist. Denny fixed it. He read that book. He read the book. And now he loves Denny. They started playing basketball, doing push-ups. Calvin is a whole new person. We going to his birthday party.
Calvin, I
said,
love.
I will.
Love you, Calvin.
We're in Chicago, about to see Chris D'Elia live. Life rips. Hey, Chris D'Elia, love you, man.
Life rips.
Chocolate croissants. How we doing? How we doing? We're living out in Chicago. It fucking sucks here, but it's cold in September. It's hot in the winter. Whatever. He killed it last time I came back, but I'm sure he's gonna kill it better tonight. We're good. Hey, life rips, baby.
What up, Chicago? How you guys doing tonight? Like I'm a big bad voodoo daddy. All right, Chicago Theater, man, I can't wait to get out there. This Don't Push Me tour has been epic. So here he comes tonight, the very talented, the very handsome, the very hilarious, Danny Love. Let him hear it, everybody. Danny Love, come on.
It was a good intro. Talked about his looks. You can do that.
you can do that when it's a guy. You can do that if you're a guy and it's a guy. I could say you're beautiful.
Lulu, are you guys ready for the ultimately hilarious, ultimately beautiful, hello, show stop, traffic stopping looks. Lulu
Gonzalez. This is a very important show to me, man. Chicago is the place that I started doing stand-up. I went to DePaul University. Stage is a dream come true, man. And I got my family in the building tonight. My mom's in the building.
He gonna cry.
You did it, bro. Good job.
How y'all doing this evening?
It's crazy.
Hey, I'm not even gonna lie, y'all sound.
It's very surreal, man. When I was in theater school and starting stand-up out here, so to now be here.
You sitting here like, be funny, bitch. Like,
Chris D'Elia, man, you the fucking man, bro.
Let's do it. Oh, you hit me hard, yeah.
Oh. Danny.
I hit me hard, dude.
I hit me hard. You,
hey, you hit really hard, bro. You're like a boxer, right? Dude, that'd be cool. That'd be gangster. Got a milkshake out there.
Milkshake.
What up? What up, Chicago?
Dude. Oh, yeah, dude. I only always wear jeans on stage. Now I'm wearing cargo pants. I'm a little insecure. Let's go. I'm a little insecure.
Dude, you look dope. I promise.
Thank
you.
Too fun with the haters moving, and now I wanna make it just because I choose. Fuck with me, now I want it all, that's luxury. Step up in the party, they bumping me. Step up in the party, she run to me. 300 a month, that's fun to me. I know a couple mans wanna punch me. All they ever throw is he subs to me. He ever see me out, they bump for me. Six so.
Thank you very much.
Do you want to, what's your favorite dinosaur? There we go. Wow. This kid's gonna have an ego on him. I gotta go, all right? I love you guys. Thank you very much.
Yeah, he said, Daddy said I'm white. And then he said, we're just two white guys. I got it on film.
No way.
I got it on camera.
He talked about white.
Yes. Yeah, you're white and I'm white. But it, you know, it doesn't matter what color anyone is, really.
Yeah.
It's.
Yeah, we just happen to be white.
We know a lot of different colored people. Mom's white too, yes.
No, he said you are a white.
You're a white. We're whites.
Yeah.
Okay, oh God. You know? Oh, God.
Three times a year, yeah. I drove to Rockford.
Oh, cool.
A couple months
ago.
But it's funny because your wife's pregnant now.
Yeah.
And last time you were here, she was pregnant with Calvin.
You're right. We've talked about this, actually.
Yeah,
yes.
That it's
same amount pregnant, too. 8 months.
Right. Because I saw her offstage, yeah. And she was pregnant.
Oh, cool. Oh, wow. Cool. Yeah. That is beautiful, dude. Did you do that on a fucking clip art? Look at this.
What is it? Wow.
What you got here?
I make portraits out of layers of paper.
Oh, wow.
And I know how much you love your son, so I made a portrait of you and Calvin
out
of paper.
Whoa.
Cut with an X-Acto knife, glued on top.
You're kidding me.
No, it's for real.
This is unbelievable. This is for me?
That's for you.
Wow.
Because you're an inspiration to me, and I like to pass on my craft to people who are
masters
of theirs.
So sweet, dude. Thank you, man.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
This means so much to me, man.
That's awesome.
What's your name?
Rob.
Rob.
Paper People.
Rob Paper People is his, your Instagram?
Yeah. Paper People Creations.
This is amazing. It's all different layers of paper.
Wow.
Man. I can't wait to show this to Calvin. My wife's gonna trip.
Dude, I saw him here, and I was like, "Oh my God, he's here!"
Well, you'll see on the vlog. We'll put it on the vlog. So amazing. So, can I keep this?
Yes, my girlfriend asked me. I'm sorry.
Did you make anything from paper for me or no?
She actually helps me make those.
Oh really? Oh, that's
She's
so sweet.
Designer. She
you guys are awesome.
Yeah. So
thank you, man.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm glad you like it.
Yes, I appreciate you guys. Yo, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
This is just amazing.
I don't want to waste your time, but if you want to watch it.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Here.
That's crazy.
So you. Life is as much feeling as you let it be and as much as you let it take in. Because, man, having my son there in that green room, having my son there knowing that he was watching his dad do his job, for him too, you know? Like, it was the reason why I went back on stage. It's because of him. You know, I checked out. I was in a bad fucking place, man. You know, there were weeks and months at a time where I was like, fuck it, dude. There was a long time where I just wanted to give up. And the only thing that made me get back on stage at certain points was my son's gonna be 20 one day, of a mind to ask me, oh, hey, Dad, you used to be a comedian. And I would have to say, yeah. And he would say, well, why don't you do that anymore? I'd have to say a version of, I let the world get the best of me, or I let people say and believe that I'm something that I'm not. And I gave up. And when it comes to my son, that's just not an option.
That's, thank you, man. That's really sweet.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate you, bro.
More inspiring than anything.
Thank you.
I've watched your story, and the love you have for your son is incredible, and I know you've been through a lot. I don't know you personally, but it's,
Thanks, Rob.
You're welcome.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll see you at the next one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was really touching, man. That was really, really sweet and really touching. I don't even know what to say, but that was really sweet. I don't know. I guess, yeah. Thanks to that dude. Shout out to him, and go look at his stuff.
Look at that, Calvin.
Who is that?
Dada. This is Bill.
Yeah? And?
I don't have a beard.
No, you don't have a beard. Not yet. One day you might. What do you think?
Crazy.
Crazy, right?
Do you like it?
Carhartt. Carhartt. Do you like it?
Yeah.
This nice man named Rob and Lexi made this.
Thank you, Bob's and Lexi.
Bob's and Lexi.
You forgot this. It's me.
I forgot that. It's you.
This is my Calvin.
Yeah, and I knew you'd like that. Okay, good. Denny's mom. You know your mom?
Yes.
That's Denny's mom.
You're so smart. I'm gonna give you another hug.
Can
love
you.
Thank you.
That's enough.
Two hugs.
He's like, I'm used to there being two blacks. Now there's a many
I'm used to there being two blacks.
What'd you do, Mom?
I'm 34.
Do it again.
Oh.
Okay, I guess.
Right. Oh.
That's my new best friend.
I'm about to get kicked off too.
Okay. Oh.
I hate you, best friend.
No, no.
Oh God. Hey, listen, Chicago, we love you.
It was amazing.
We had a blast. Hey, make some noise for Chicago.
Wow, this is its own segment. Bye, Denny.